Welcome in. Today we're making a DJ intro flip in Ableton Live 12, beginner-friendly, with modern punch and vintage soul, aimed straight at jungle and old-school DNB vibes. The idea is simple, but super powerful. You start with a mixable intro that DJs actually want to blend. Then you do a clear flip moment where the tune turns over into something more modern and punchy. And our focus is atmospheres, so pads, vinyl texture, space, little ear candy moments, but we'll still make sure the drums and bass placement feels like real drum and bass. Before we touch any synths, let's set the mindset. Think like a DJ for a second. A DJ loves intros that give them handles, predictable phrasing, steady timing, and not a bunch of low end and huge drum peaks fighting the outgoing track. So we're going to build the intro in a way where the sub lane is basically empty until the flip. The body lane is controlled, and most of the movement lives in the air lane with hats, hiss, and shimmer. Alright, open Ableton Live 12. Set your tempo somewhere between 168 and 174. I'm going to pick 172 BPM. Time signature is 4/4. Now, for the arrangement target, here's the roadmap. Bars 1 to 8 are atmosphere and hints. Bars 9 to 16 are tension and tease. Bar 17 is the flip moment. And after that, you're either in the drop, or at least in a drop-ready section with full drums and a more solid low end. One more thing that'll make your life way easier. Create two groups early. One group called Atmos, and one group called Drums. Even if you only have one pad and one vinyl track right now, group them anyway. Because later, the cleanest flips come from automating the groups. One filter move, one reverb move, one quick volume dip. Simple and repeatable. Let's build the vintage soul atmosphere bed first. Create a new MIDI track and load Waveeatable. You can also use analog if you want it warmer, but Waveeatable will get us there fast. For oscillator 1, choose something smooth like a sine or a soft triangle style Waveeatable. Add a little unison, like 2 to 4 voices, but keep it subtle. We're not doing huge super soft festival energy. We want soulful and slightly worn. Turn on a low pass filter, LP24. Set the cutoff somewhere around 500 Hz up to maybe 2K. Don't stress the exact number. The point is, start darker than you think, because we're going to open it over time. Go to the amp envelope. Give it a soft attack, like 20 to 60 milliseconds, so it doesn't click. And give it a long release, something like 1.5 to 3.5 seconds, so the chords bloom and trail. Now, if you don't want to think about chord voicings yet, here's a beginner cheat that still sounds musical. Add the chord MIDI effect before Waveeatable. Try adding +3 and +7 semitones. That gives you a minor chord stack vibe right away. You can play single notes and get a proper mood, record or draw a simple chord rhythm. For jungle intros, long-held chords are classic. Try one chord per bar or one chord every 2 bars. Keep it steady. DJs love steady. Now add echo after the synth. Set the time to 1/8 or 1/4. Keep the feedback around 20-35%. Inside echo, roll off some high end so the repeats feel warm, not shiny. Then add hybrid reverb. Pick hall or plate. Set decay around 3-7 seconds. High cut around 6-10K. Mix maybe 15-35%. If you're tempted to crank it, pause for a second. The intro can be roomy, but if everything is drowning, the drop won't feel like it arrives. We want space, not fog. Now arrangement move number 1. At bar 1, keep this pad more filtered. As the intro progresses, slowly open the filter so the vibe wakes up without necessarily getting louder. Next layer. Vinyl soul texture. Create an audio track called vinyl. Drop in a vinyl noise sample, tape hiss, room tone, anything constant. Add auto filter. High pass at around 150-300 Hz to remove rumble. Then low pass at around 8-12K to soften the brightness. You want feel, not hiss in your face. Now add shifter for a little pitch drift. Set the mode to fine. Keep the amount tiny, like ±5-15 cents. The goal is subtle wobble, like a slightly imperfect record or tape. If it sounds like a sci-fi effect, back it off. Add utility. Set width somewhere around 70-120%. Make it wider than the center elements, but not so wide that it disappears in mono. Quick coach move. Check mono early. Put a utility on your master and toggle mono on and off. If the entire vibe collapses and feels empty in mono, reduce extreme widening or add a more mono-friendly layer, like a quiet mid-range texture. Now let's add movement without ruining mixability. The jungle hint layer. Create a drum rock track. This is not the full drop drums. This is just tops and ghosts. Add a closed hat, a ride or shaker, and maybe a couple of quiet amen ghost hits. When I say amen ghost hits, I mean tiny slices of break that give that jitter and swing, but they're so low and filtered that a DJ can still lay another track over it. Program a simple pattern. Put hats on offbeats, then counts, and sprinkle a few 1/16 hats here and there as you get closer to the flip. Now make it DJ friendly with distance. Add auto filter on this top's track. High pass it, start around 300 to 600 Hz. That might feel extreme, but remember, this is for mixing. As you approach bar 16, you can automate that high pass down slightly, but keep the low end mostly out. Add drum bus, drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch very tiny, 0 to 10, and keep boom off for this intro layer. Boom is fun, but it's low-end energy, and we're trying to keep the low-end lane clean. Add short hybrid reverb, like a room. Decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Mix 10 to 20%. This pushes the hats back, so when the drop hits and things get drier and punchier, the contrast is obvious. Now we'll add a tease bass. This is where beginners often accidentally wreck DJ mixability, so we'll do it carefully. Create a new MIDI track and load operator. Operator is great for clean bass. On oscillator A, use a sine wave. Then add saturator after operator. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. That gives you a bit of harmonic presence so it reads on small speakers without needing sub. Now add auto filter after that. High pass around 60 to 90 Hz, so you're not stepping on the outgoing track's sub. Then low pass around 200 to 600 Hz so it stays muted and vibey. Write a simple pattern. Long notes, maybe a one-bar motif repeating. Keep it subtle. If you can really hear it like a drop bass, it's probably too much for the intro. At this point, you have the intro ingredients. Now we need the signature move, the flip moment. The flip is where you stop being background vibe and suddenly become the record people came for. If nothing changes at bar 17, it'll feel flat. So we're going to pick one flip technique and commit. Option 1 is filter slam plus impact. This is the most straightforward. Put auto filter on your Atmos group. In the last moment of bar 16, automate the cutoff down quickly, like you're shutting a door. Then at bar 17, snap it back open. Add an impact on bar 17. A crash, a thump, maybe a sub drop. Even a short silence before the impact, like an eighth note, can make it hit way harder. Option 2 is the reverb throw. On the last chord hit of bar 16, automate the hybrid reverb mix up dramatically, like 20% up to 60 or 80, just for that moment, then bring it back down right as the drop lands. That gives you a big soul spill moment where the space blooms, then the drums cut through. Option 3 is tape stop style, beginner friendly and super jungle. Resample the last bar of the intro atmosphere to audio. Then in the clip transpose envelope, dip it down quickly like minus 12 semitones right at the end. Add a tiny silence, an eighth or quarter beat, then drop in. Fat micro gap is gold. It's not just volume, it's density. Removing something for a fraction of a beat makes the impact feel bigger without needing extra limiting. Here is an advanced but easy variation if you want a DJ trick. The double fake flip. At bar 17, do the dramatic move, but land on one bar of filtered break, not the full drums. Then at bar 18, bring the real drums. It teases the crowd and still gives DJs clear phrasing. Now we need the modern punchy handover. Even though we're in an atmospheres lesson, the flip has to land into something credible. On your drums group, create the real drum rack for the drop ready section. Start with classic placement. Kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4. Layer a crisp top snare with a body snare. Then, if you want jungle DNA, layer an amen break quietly underneath, not as the main drum, but as groove glue. Now build a simple punch chain, all stock, on the drums group. At EQ 8, if it sounds boxy or cloudy, dip a little around 200 to 400 Hz. For snap, a gentle lift around 3 to 6K can help the snare pop. Add drum bus, drive around 10 to 25%. Add some transient, maybe plus 5 up to plus 20, but listen, if it gets clicky, back it off. Boom is optional. If you use it, be careful and keep it subtle, because jungle low end can get messy fast. Add glue compressor. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is just to gel, not to flatten. Then a limiter at the end as safety. Light touch. If you're smashing it, something earlier needs balancing. Key concept. The intro drums are filtered and distant. At the flip, remove the filters, reduce the reverb feeling, and let transients speak. Now let's lay out a simple structure you can copy every time. Bars 1 to 8. Vinyl and pad, light hats, filtered, no heavy bass. Maybe add a subtle DJ count an element every 4 bars, like a rimshot or a tiny tick on bar 4 and bar 8. It helps phrasing and makes it feel intentional. Bars 9 to 16. Tension and tease. Open the pad filter slightly. Increase hat density a little. Maybe more 1/16 activity. Add one or two ear candy moments. A vocal one shot with echo and auto filter. A tiny reverse cymbal in bar 15. Maybe a quick stutter in bar 16. Keep these mostly above 200 Hz so the intro stays clean to mix. Then bar 16 into 17. The flip. Kick your technique, make it dramatic and clean. Consider that micro gap. Bar 17 onward. Drop ready. Full drums unfiltered, bass becomes more mono and solid. Atmos stays there, but pulled slightly back so the drums lead. And here's a really pro, DJ-friendly twist you can try even as a beginner, a sub-S drop for the first 2 to 4 bars after the flip. Let the drums hit full, but keep true sub muted. Then bring the sub in. It makes the eventual low-end arrival feel massive, and it's easier to mix in a set. Quick troubleshooting, because these are the common beginner traps. If your intro feels hard to mix, you probably have too much sub. High pass your intro bass and even your Atmos group, if you need to. If your drop doesn't feel like it arrives, you probably use too much reverb everywhere. Keep the intro roomy, but tighten the drop by reducing reverb or pulling the wet levels down.